Today from the Ohio Newsroom, what Ohio means to kids these days.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University's Master's Degree in Clinical Mental Health Counseling, an online program for students wanting to make a career of helping others. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. To most of us, Ohio has a pretty straightforward meaning. It's the state where we live and work and play. But for thousands of kids and teens, the four-letter word has become, well, something of a four-letter word. Egal Kaufman with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media explains.
Walter Prendergast is 10 and lives in Cheltenham, England.
My mom is from Cleveland. She grew up here. I'm basically visiting where she grew up.
He hadn't been here since infancy, but he says the kids in his school in England warned him before his trip of what to expect.
They said that Ohio was like cursed or something, that Ohio's like messed up.
That's because Ohio, to Gen Alpha kids, is something of a put-down. Slang for anything undesirable. Lame, weird, dysfunctional, preposterous. All these words can now be replaced with Ohio. It's tough to diagnose precisely where slang comes from, but in this case, many attribute it to the anecdotal appearance of Ohio in news stories ranging from the odd to downright disturbing. Stories like the competitive fisher who got caught putting weights in his prize-winning catch, or the man who nearly lost an arm to a bite by his pet zebra. Grant Barrett, co-host of the public radio show Away With Words, says slang is a pushback against the mainstream.
Slang has this ability to help us identify who belongs, who's an insider, who's an outsider.
That might help explain why even those who live in Ohio have joined in, using their own state's name as a diss.
I've started hearing everybody being like, oh yeah, you know, Ohio, or, you know, you're so Ohio.
Jen DeLuke is the teen librarian at the Brecksville branch of the Cuyahoga County Public Library.
Teens do a really, really awesome job of being self-deprecating. They'll kind of clown on themselves, so to speak.
But how did it catch on? One person's perception of a place or style differs wildly from the next. So how did everyone seem to agree on Ohio?
Language spreads the same way that other things spread. It spreads on these networks of society.
According to Barrett, slang follows a similar adoption curve to disease. And though underlying technology has changed, the basic mechanisms have not. It still spreads person to person. But now with TikTok and other social media, we see far more people than we ever have before.
What we do get from television and from social media are new lexical items, new words or phrases, expressions, and this is where slang tends to shine and tends to have its moment.
So the slang gets passed along and reused by kids who may not even be able to find Ohio on a map. It doesn't matter if they know the origin of the phrase or anything about the actual state itself. They just know the vibe.
Oh, Ohio was making fun of people from Ohio and making fun of the state of Ohio, I'm fairly certain.
Because, like, who the even lives in Ohio?
Yeah.
That's the sound of young people on the campus of University of Texas in Austin, ripping Ohio to shreds. The good news for sensitive Buckeyes is that these types of slang that are disconnected from personal experience tend to burn out quicker.
Because we have this kind of innate sense when slang is done. We just know that if, you know, it appears in mainstream publications or our parents are using it, we just know, okay, the outsiders have got a hold of this language. I need to move on to the next thing.
For his part, Walter Prendergast found his mother's hometown to be nothing like he had been warned.
And now that you've been here, what do you think of Ohio? Like, what did
Ohio's
you think?
Ohio's really nice. I really enjoy Ohio. It's kind of old-fashioned. I like Ohio.
Only time will tell, though, if Walter's positive vibes can influence anyone else across the pond. Until then, Barrett advises Ohioans to go along for the ride. After all, overreacting to a joke? That's so Ohio. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Egal Kaufman.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.